Here are our next contestants, Abigail Ellman and Ren McDermott. Abigail, you're in a marching band?
I am.
With the best name of all time?
The Rude Mechanical Orchestra.
Do you go by RMO?
We do,
yeah,
yes.
I'm sure you do. What do you play?
I'm a drummer.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
And what is your, you know, what's your showstopper number?
Oh, we have a really incredible, a couple of numbers that involve choreography.
Yeah, sure you do.
So there's one where we sort of like zombie lurch forward to the beat, and then tiptoe backward, and then do some like side-to-sides.
Yeah, to what song?
So it's a song written by one of our band members,
oh,
actually.
Oh, nice, an original.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Ren, you're a fourth grade teacher, but you are really into musicals, and we're just in a musical.
Oh, well, I do musical improv.
You do musical improv?
Yes, okay. So I guess I'm in a musical like once a week.
A new one. All the time.
Yeah.
That's never been written.
Exactly.
Now, I don't know how social you are, but if you had to drop out of existence for like a weekend, just do whatever you wanted, what is your reclusive activity of choice?
Order in soup dumplings and watch movies that make me cry.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds uplifting.
In bed. By myself.
Yeah. I like that you specified by myself. When I'm reclusive, I usually have 20 to 30 people, but this time, it's different. How about you, Abigail?
I often have designs of some sort of movie watching.
Yeah.
But I'm also just very good at sleeping for long periods of time.
Yeah. So I call that shutting down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Restarting.
Okay, your game is called Alone Together, like we all are in life. And it's a music game.
Yep.
Jonathan Colton.
Thanks for that uplifting image, Ophira.
It's just part of this show. There's a hidden theme to
this
show.
There's a lot of darkness in this show. I'm enjoying it very much. This is a game about famous reclusive people, and each clue is set to a song that's about being alone or wanting to be alone. So name the recluse, and for a bonus point, name the title of the original song. So there's 2 points per clue. And if you don't know the song, your opponent can steal that point. Here we go. Didn't like to write too much, mostly short stories and such. Wrote a novel of stature, title mentioned a catcher, maybe Caulfield's like myself. Abigail?
J.D. Salinger.
J.D. Salinger, and can you name
and
the song?
And the song is Dancing with Myself.
That's right. Glad I'm alone now. Poems that I write, I don't show them round. At my Amherst home now, my sister Lavinia, guess what she found? Abigail?
The poet Emily Dickinson.
The poet Emily Dickinson is correct. Do you know the name of the song?
I think I'm alone now.
Ish.
I think we're alone
now.
Yeah,
oh, that's okay. Right. When I was young, I had more books than anyone. Flying planes was just for fun. But now I shun. All by myself. I don't like germs. All by myself. Nails so long. Thanks for that one clap, everyone. Just want to say there were a lot of half-diminished chords, and that one was pretty hard to play. Does anybody know the frickin' answer?
Ren,
did somebody?
Yeah, Ren buzzed in.
Oh, Ren buzzed in.
Yeah.
I didn't hear because I was yelling at the audience.
I know. You were like getting in touch with your inner Celine Dion.
Ren, what is the answer?
Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes is
and
correct.
It, All by Myself.
Yeah, you got it. I had a great sketch show, Tyrone, Prince, Rick James, to name a few. But then I walked away, I'm probably never making Half-Baked 2. Ren.
I think I'm really wrong, but Joaquin Phoenix?
That is incorrect. No, I'm okay. Sorry. Abigail, do you know what it is?
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle, that's correct. Do you know the name of the song?
I Walk the Line?
No.
We Walk the Line?
It's not a that's pronoun like... problem, Abigail. I'm sorry.
It's like the marching band version of a Johnny Cash song.
Ren, this is highly unorthodox, so I'm not entirely sure this is kosher, but I think you can steal that point if you know the name of the song.
Lonely Line? I Walk the...
No, also incorrect. We were looking for Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, here we go. Just a comic strip I wrote about a boy. Imagination rules when he's with his stuffed toy. This kid believes his tiger is alive. People loved it, but I quit in 95. Abigail.
Bill Watterson.
Bill Watterson, that's correct. And the name of the song?
Sending Out an SOS.
Sorry, that is not the name of the song.
But that is a lyric.
That is a lyric from the song. I will give you 0 points for that. Ren, do you know the name of the song?
No.
It's getting really heavy up
once,
here.
Once I have a seed from her, then I'm lost. I'm thinking about ships and...
You're saying Abigail messed you up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Blaming Abigail.
Can I jump in again? No.
Fourth grade.
If you want. I can't give you the point now, okay. But yeah, you can show how smart you are.
Message in a bottle?
That's correct. This is your last clue. You'll be relieved to hear. When I played Spassky, the Cold War was raging. I beat him, then left the spotlight. Something's not right. I was a grandmaster. I always won the game. I was a grandmaster. 'Twas chess that brought me fame. Abigail.
Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Fischer.
Yay. Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby. Well done. John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
Well, John, Abigail will be moving on alone into the final round. Good job.